Okay, today's daf is Erevin Nun Beis in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Nun Aleph Amud Beis we read the Mishnah, but let's review it because we have to talk about a major machlokas we've shown him on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here discusses, how do you do a sheet of mavos? How do I connect chatzeros in order to make them one big happy family, so to speak, so therefore they could carry in the Mavoi and in the Chatzeros on Shabbos. We saw Machlokas Tanoim previously, that if I make an Erev, if I make a Shitav, do I also have to make an Erev? Rameir says yes, the other Shitav say no. Rameir says, Shlotishtakach, you don't want people to forget about Erev. A Bidiyeved, we saw that if one person of the Erev forgets, once you did the Shitav, and then everybody else did the Erev, then it's okay, because, you know, it's not going to be Shlotishtakach, because after all, everybody did it, and usually you do it, you only forgot one, but that was machlokas before. So we saw, how do you do the shitov? So you take a barrel, and a person is mezake it on behalf of everyone in the mavui. So we mentioned that to be mezake something, I have to give it to somebody else on behalf of whoever I'm being mezake it for. So if I have my barrel of wine, I can't put it from my left hand to my right hand and say, I'm zocheh it on behalf of everybody in the mavui. It was my left hand and my right hand is me. Right, that's not called a transfer. So I have to give it to, I have to be mezakid on behalf of someone else. But you know, Erev Shabbos is very busy. Who's going to come over and, you know, be mezakid? And okay, I'll do it. I'll call up six of my friends. Nobody wants to. I'm like, okay, forget it. I'll just use one of my kids. Am I allowed to use one of my kids? Right, that's the most common. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. You can use one of your kids as long as they are gedolim. Right, but obito gedolim. And, or your Eved or your Shivcha, who are Jewish. Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya. Or your wife. You can use any of them, but because the case is, I'm about to figure out exactly what the case is, these are cases where they each have a separate financial status. Aval, but you can't give it to your little kids or your Eva V'Shivcha Kenani because Yadan Ki Yada. Good. There is a major machlokas we showed him right here on this Mishnah. How do you understand the words Bino Bito Agdolim? How do you understand the older children? Why? But what's the issue here? Because if you look in Baba Metzia on Daf Yud Beis, there Rabbi Yochanan says that regarding Metzia and a child finding something on the street, Rabbi Yochanan says there that Gadol means financially independent and Katan means non-financially independent. They rely on the father. So Rabbeinu Tam says, just like Rabbi Yochanan says, those are the definitions there, so too, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, right? That's what Gadol and Katan mean in our Mishnah too. So if I give it to, if I have a Gadol, if I have an 18-year-old that's still relying on me for Parnasa and for sustenance, he's called the Katan for Erev, for Shittim Avot, and I cannot give it to him on behalf of everyone else. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Perakamad Bamitziah. Arbiti Tosfus, Ervin, Ayintas, got lo gadol gadol mamish. Vehu adin hacha, vitzorach li zaher, shol lozakos ha'erev ayde b'no ha'gadol ha'samach l'shulchano. You cannot give it to your child who relies on you. Diyado kiyad avifu. V'yavagav d'shmua polag alei hasam omer gadol gadol mamish. Kamalak Rabbi Yochanan, l'gabi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel argue, Shmuel, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan whenever there's machlokas with Shmuel. V'yein l'tamua, Rabbi Yochanan hech yish yad l'katam l'zakos, t'chomash ha'nefshach, whatever, chuli continues. Okay, that's the Shita of Tosfos, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the other Rishonim, if you look in, for example, the Ritva here on Daf Ayin Tes, the Ritva quotes the Tosfos, it goes through a whole discussion of the Tosfos, and then he ends up by saying, "Kol zem yisodem shor abeseinu bali Tosfos." Aval Rabbeinu Agadol Ramban Zal, but my grand Rebbe, the Ramban, says the Mishnah seinu kipshuta. The Mishnah is pashut. Our Mishnah does not have to do with the other context. The Gadol, Gadol mamish, the Katan, Katan mamish. Right? Yeah, Gadol means 13 years old. Right? And even though the financial, if you know, he's not financially independent. We're not talking about here about a real Kenyan Mitzia. Afilu le Rabbi Yochanan. To lo nechlak Rabbi Yochanan el hasam gabi Mitzia. By Rabbi Yochanan, there's, by finding things, to call, to samach al shulchano, im ein Mitziaso shalo, ika eva. Right? If I support somebody, my child, and the child finds something, it's only right that if I would own that item that he found. Avo b'masha av rotza lezakos lachem ade banav, zochem em lachem kiddush da'alma. If it's just a symbolic zechia, so then that's my older child is like anybody else. That's why this Gemara is not quoted here in Shas. It's not quoted here. V'chein das Mori HaRavzal, and so too that is the shita of Mori HaRav, that's the Ra'ah, v'hu hanachon v'chein das HaGaonimzal. Right, there's a major machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is meant here in this context. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Vav. Shin Samach Vav, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishem Yizaka Lamaydei Acher, Lo Yizaka Yidei Bno Bito Aktanim, Afilu Enes Vuchan Al Shulchanu. Don't give it to your young child, even if they are financially independent. Lo Yidei Adav Vishivchazo Akananim, Avav Zakla Yidei Bno Bito Akdolim, Afilu Smuchim Al Shulchanu. You give it to your older children, even if they, right, rely on you, or like the Ramban. By the other Vishivchaso Ivrim, Afilo Him Katanim, by the Ishto, Vachulu, the Yeshomrim, right? Well, the other day, Ashina Mazaka, they've been obedient to Shokhanu, Afilo Him Gedolim, right? Shokhanar calls both days. Shokhanar calls both days in this major machlok of Vishonim. Ubidi Evan, says the Rama, Somchin al Devri Hameko Be'erus. Somchin al Devri Hameko Be'er, and therefore, if he's the only one around, so then you can do, cut them either way. Make a lead away, Mr. Burr explains. Bain katan ve'ein samach al shulchano. That's a kula. Right? That's a kula. That's the kula of Tosfos. Oh, God, ol apesamach. That's the kula of the Ramban. Right? V'chim ba'adei ish, abisha eman lo mezonos. Right? So that's the kula in both directions. Just to mention, you can't not mention it. Right? Remember the story of the Gra who went on self-imposed exile, like many of the, achronim. And he went and nobody knew who he was. And he walks into a town. And the rabbi of the town says to this stranger, you know, I have a mystery that I asked everybody who's ever passed through this town for decades, and nobody could tell me exactly what it, you know, they answered the question. He's like, what is it? I don't know if he knew who the Gra was. He didn't know who the Gra was, but he just thought he was a fellow Jew. So he takes out his great-grandfather's Chumash, and right on the side of the Chumash, on the page in Brachos, where it talks about the sun and the moon, it has there Erashe Tevis. Or just a word, Gushanak, Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. It has it written on the side of the Chumash. And nobody has any idea, what is Gushanak? What does that do with anything? With the sun and the moon and the snake. And so the Gra says, doesn't bat an eyelash. He says, Gushanak, Gadol V'samuch Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. Right? A Gadol that is Samuch, that is supported by the father, that's called the Katan. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's our Rabbi Yochanan. What is it doing there? Because the sun and the moon. The sun is independent, and that's why he's called the Mar HaGadol, and the moon is dependent on the light of the sun, and that's why the moon is called the Mar HaKatan. Right? And that's what, Rav Soloveitchik says, Zach Katan Gadol Yiyeh by Abris. This child who now is just, dependent on the parents, Gadol Yiyeh will be independent, but that's Gushanak, and I guess the Gro was found out, after he gave that idea, but that's the Gra about Rabbi Yochanan. But it's here. Machlok Rishonim, whether the Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel applies here or not. We continue. Says the Gemara. Sini, a mezaka lem b'chavish b'martev. If I'm going to be mezaka, a barrel of wine, for the shituf mavaos, I can't just say, if I have like 20 barrels of wine in my basement, yeah, barrel number 4 in the third row, that's the one. You can't do it, just try to designate one like in your basement among the other barrels, because you're going to forget about it. You're not going to know that. You have to take one out and designate it specifically for the shituf. You can't just use a b'chavish b'martev. Amar avoshia shem b'yishkach v'yishtana. But what's going to happen? You're going to forget. You're going to start using this barrel for your own private usage on Shabbos, and that's going to ruin your shituf. And then the whole thing is going to be messed up. Right? The Karmat Eida says, v'yishtana ha'chavish l'tzarcho v'lo v'yishituf d'machshava. There's the Karban Eida. The Machshava, just thinking that I want to use it for my personal usage, that undoes your Shituf. And therefore, you can't, it has to be separate. Good. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that I am allowed to use, for the Zechiyah, I'm allowed to use my Amma Ivriya. My Amma Ivriya. That's what it says in the Reisha, right? Are they Avdo v'Shivchaso ha'Ivrim? My Jewish Avadim and my Jewish Shivchas. So the Gemara says, what type of Amma Ivriya are we talking about that is being Zoche on the behalf of everyone else? Ma'ane Kayamin. In B'Gdola, are we talking about a G'dola? There's no such thing, right? An Amma Ivriya goes free once she becomes a G'dola. So can't be talking about a G'dola. In B'Gdola, Zacha B'Simanim. She's Zoche to her freedom through Simane Galus. So we talk, can't be talking about a gedola. V'im b'ktana, katan zoche. And if we're talking about a ktana, so a katan can be zoche. And Ame Ivriya, who's a ktana, can be zoche. Right? Could she be zoche on behalf of others? So, answers the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yudin Bar Shalom, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Tipater, Kibad Demara, Katan Torim. Maybe this is like that sheet that we had way back in the first Mishnah in Shrumos, that for some halachic mechanisms, a katan is allowed. And there was a machlokas tanam there, but one of the days said a katan could be do a freshest shruma on behalf of someone. So too, that bound the armor that says that a katan has some das, and therefore can be mafresh shruma, katan torim, that's the opinion here that says that a katan can be zoche also, and that's why this ame ivriya, who's a katana, can be zoche. Number one, amarle, Rabbi Yossi says, afilu kaman demarin katan torim. No, I think the Mishnah could be even according to the one that says a katan can't be torim, hakatan zoche. Right, even if a katan can't be torim, that requires maybe a higher level of das. Right, and that's why that sheet there says no. But to be zocha on behalf of someone else, that's easier. A katan zocha, that is this day. What's the 2 days here? The machlokas about could be about how you look at zechia. There is a huge topic in a couple of places in Shas, beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, and that is the relationship between zechia and shlichus. Zechia and shlichus. Zechia mitam shlichus, zechia la mitam shlichus. Shlichus, we know, has sources in the Torah. Shlichus alam kamoso. What about zechia? Shliach, I make somebody a shliach for me. Zechia, someone does something on my behalf without being appointed. How close are those two concepts? That is a major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos all over, Bava Metzia, Kiddushin, zechia is la mitam shlichus. They're not connected. Ksubas Yud Aleph. Right, in the Ger Katan Sugya, they're not connected. If they're not connected, so maybe that's the second day I hear, right? A Katan can be Zoche, meaning a Katan is Mufka from Shlichus, but he can be Zoche. So maybe that's that day. But if you look in the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, all the Chachmei Sfar, they hold Zochia Mitam Shlichus. They are connected. The Ran jumps ship. The Ran is the Talmud of the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. The Ran jumps to Rashi and Tosfos in this Sugya. But maybe that's what's behind this issue, and there's a lot of lumpus there about what you say about Zechia Mitam Shlichus, Zechia Mitam Shlichus. But again, the Gemara here has 2 days. Maybe these 2 days. Can it be that we're talking about, we have to be talking about a Ktana, because there is no such thing as a Gedola Amevriya. So you have to talk about a Ktana. So, but is it only according to the Manda Amar of Torim Zoche, of Katan Torim? Or is it also, even according to the Manda Amar outside, because maybe a Katan can be Zoche. Once it came up, we should mention, somebody in the Gemara named Shalom. Right, Amar Rav Yudin Bar Shalom, Kumi Rav Yossi, at least according to our gear, so not such a common name in Chazal. But there is a question about what halachically comes up here. Are you allowed to say, call your friend Shalom in a Makam HaMetunaf? Right, you're not allowed to say Dvarim HaKadot, Dvarim HaMukudashim, and Torah, and Tefillah, and Makam HaKudash. Remember, we had a couple where this come up a couple weeks ago. We had, if you're stuck in your Dalet Amos for Shabbos, how do you daven and go to the bathroom? And we had that a couple of weeks ago, because you can't go to the Davin, Dalet Amos, within waist. So if you only have Dalet Amos, so what are you going to do? So the Gemara says you could do diagonal, right? Diagonal, the diagonal of a Dalet Amos, a square, is more than Dalet Amos. So if you do diagonal, davening in the bathroom, so then that would work out. But the Mishnah Berurah has a big discussion of this, and the Radvaz and the Tshuva. Simen Pei Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, are you allowed to say the word Shalom in the bathroom? Let's say somebody is, you're calling your friend's name. The Adam Sheshmo Shalom. Yesh Osrim Bebeis HaMerchaz Lekroso Bishmo El Balash and Laz. Some say you can't. Why? Because Shalom Hashem Hashem. And if Shalom Hashem Hashem, then you can't, call that name in the bathroom. The Yesh Matirin and others are Matir. The Taz is Matir. Why? Because when you say Shalom to somebody who you're calling Shalom, you're not using it as Shem Hashem. If you say Shalom Aleichem, that's a problem. Because that's, you're trying to convey God's name on the person you're talking to. So there's Shalom Aleichem, right? That's Boaz. V'yom alakotzrim, Hashem imachem. But calling somebody just by their name, Shalom, so then that would not be a problem according to this day. Shalom Adam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag olam be mekel. Okay. The Yirei Shemayim Yishol Hachmir Yanki Harbi Akachronim Ostrim. The Yivla Hamem. The Yomarak Shalom Below Mem. O Shalom Benun. The Gambi Garas Arashus Nachash Lo Lutov Shalom Im Vav Rak Shalem. shematzui lizrok ba'ashpos. People throw it out. So if you're going to throw it out, and you have shalom, shem Hashem. I had one Rebbe in my school history that would not write my name on all my things. That shilam advav with a little spijik. But other than that, everybody was makel on the other shita. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara, al daita drabanan tatama nicha. According to the rabbis of Bavel, tama nicha. Our Mishnah works out. Because as we'll see, the rabbis of Bavel allow certain practices by ketanim. As we'll see. Taman Amrin Mishem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. There they say, Nimr Rav Nachman Yaakov. Three levels. Remember, you might remember some of this from Gittin. If you give a child a nut and he throws it away, and you give him a rock and he keeps it, which means he has totally a la bardas, so then, if a child picks something up, it's like it's on the ground. You could just take it from him because he has no das at all. He takes the bad stuff and he throws away the good stuff. Opposite. But what if he has some das? You give him a nut, he knows what's valuable. He keeps the nut and he throws away the rock. That's already a level up. That's gezel drabanan, to take it from him because of darkei shalom. He can't own it specifically, daraisa maybe, but darkei shalom. Third level, egos vitzrar, vinotzlo, umatznio, umevio la'acherzman. If he has such a level, not only does he have automatic instinct of what's valuable, what's not, but he knows the idea of taking something and giving it back to someone at a later time. He understands the idea of bailus, that not everything belongs to me and I have to share. So then, gzelo gezel gamur. So then, stealing it from him is mamish gezel. Zocha la'atzma v'lo la'acherim. The Tanakhama here says, but he can be zocha on his own behalf, and therefore stealing it from him would be a problem, but he still can't be zocha for others. Right? That would require a higher level of das. Rav Huna, Amar, Keshem, Shezocha la'atzma, kach zocha la'acherim. But Rav Huna says, no, at this level, there is a katan out there that's once you reach this level of chachma, that it can be zocha even on behalf of others. So according to that day, our mishnah is fine. We're talking about Amma Ivriya, who is a ketana, but she's reached the level of understanding that she knows what's understands bialus, and therefore everything would be, it would be okay. Interesting, the Gemara here does not mention a chilek that is alluded to in the Bavli, according to some Rishonim. It's not explicit. It is explicit in the Bavli in a different context, but it might be from the Gemara in the Rishon discusses in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet and Sanhedrin, the beginning of Mensura Mora. And that is Shita of many Rishonim called Das Acheres Makne. And that is, even though a Katan or a Ketana cannot be Kona something, Midaraisa, if they pick something up from the floor, from Hefker, but if there is Das Acheres Makne, if there is someone who is putting it into their Rishus, selling it or giving it, then a Katan can be Kona Daraisa. Right, that's the shita of Tosfos, the shita of various Rishonim, that even though a kata cannot be koned daraisa, but if it's das acheres makne, they can. And that's why the Gemara says in Sukkah, on the first day of Sukkot, if you have a set of dalet minim, don't give it to your child before you are yotze first. Because if you give it to your child, you could give it to them daraisa, but they can't give it back to you, midaraisa. And it has to be lachem on the first day of Sukkot. So that's why you could use it and then give it to your child. Because that is, the halachas. That concept is not quoted here. Interesting. If you say that the Bavli holds of that chilek, so does the Yerushalmi not hold of that yisod? Either way, it's not quoted. It's not quoted here. It's a big sugya. We'll talk about it again at some point. But the Gemara now continues. Hakol modim. Even though we just said this machlokas about whether a katan can be zocheh, hakol modim shem matras matana. Katan can't give a matana, right? It can't be makneh. Dichsev, based on a pasuk, ki yitain ish, matnas ish, matana, matas katan ena matana. Right in the sugi of Shomrim, ki yitain ish, it says yitain, matana, ish, so only a man, meaning a gadol, not a katan. So that is all part one of the Gemara. Right? We say the rabbis of Bavel have no problem reading the Gemara because they accept some type of transaction from a katan, and therefore the Mishnah is talking about an amei vriya, katana. But the Divrei Chachamim now of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lol Mingzei Lo Mechuvar, Ad Sheyavish Dei Cyrus. Stealing from a katan is not clear and daraisa until he's a gadol. So according to the B'nai, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, you have more trouble reading our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hada, Da'at Amar, and the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan even notes, even the ones that said that the kinyano is a kinyan, like Rav Huna, hadadat amar lahotzi mimenu bedin. That's only regarding to take it from him. You'll be treated as a goslin, right? If he has that das, that's what the Chachmei Bavel say. Avol a karban ulishvua, but they say for a karban, right? For an asham gazelos. If I steal something from a katan like this, and then I swear and I say I don't have it, and I ended up lying, and I usually have to bring an asham gazelos, so I don't do that for a katan. If it's a tfi of a katan, that I don't do. Ulishvua, or to make it consider a shvua daraisa. So kalabi modi ashevishti Cyrus. So even though in terms of the gezel element, it could be called gezel, real gezel, gezelo gezel, as we mentioned up above, but not for every nafkamina of a daraisa din. So the Gemara ends up again saying, Baram karabanan dahacha, question mark. So fine, though, the Rabbanan of Bavel, we can help out and read the Mishnah. But the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael are a problem. So according to them, we'll have to go back to our original answer. And that is, maybe it's like the Shita that says, Katan Torim. Katan Torim, maybe we'll have to be like, do that Shita. Or if there's a, because they seem to say that a Katan cannot be Zocha. The Gemara does, though, end off by saying, even the Rabbanan of Bavel, Rabbi Yossi Boy, Me'ata, Avlat Balo Yizke. But even if you want to say that a Katan has some power, but based on the following drasha, don't we say that he really has to be a gadol? Dechsiv el re'ehu ach yehekir re'ehu. Isn't that a drasha that everybody involved in the transaction has to be equal and full? And if you're already saying you agree that a katan can't give a matana, so if he can't give a matana, he shouldn't be able to do other things either. So shouldn't we have the same rules for all the financial status? So therefore, it's a problem. So it's a problem for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who don't accept any katanim halacha. Kinyanim, and even for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Bavel, you know, if they can't do a matana, don't we have a drasha in the Gemara here that says that they should be excluded? Shab Yosi Barbun, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Yardela B'shitas HaPeutos, or the Bavli is called Peutos. There is a special takana derabanan called takana HaPeutos to allow Ketanim, who, especially in cases where there are no adults being able to take care of them, and they have to be out for their own financial good. So there's a takana that once they reach a certain age of understanding, peutos, 10, 11, so then they can do their work. Titaninan, as the Mishnah says, ha peutos, mechan mechach umemkar memkar bimetaltalan. So we allow it, and this is even in the Bavli. Even in the Bavli, they allow takanas ha peutos, as it's called. So that's how, it's a din derabanan, we would allow it. And remember, The whole concept here is Durabanan. We're talking about Shita Mavos and Erev Chatzeros. Those are Durabanan. So to say that Durabanan allowed this Sechia to take place is okay. Says the Gemara. Okay, but one second. So we just spent an Amud of Gemara on the Reisha of the Mishnah. What does it mean in the Reisha of the Mishnah that you could be Mizakit and Zochit on behalf of your neighborhood with your Amma Ivriya? So what did we just say? A Katana Amma Ivriya, that's the one, and it's okay, Takana Seputos. But what does the very next line of the Mishnah say? The very next line, the Seifa says, but you can't be Mazakit, Aide Bno Bito Aktanim. What do you mean? We just said Ketanim do work in the Reisha. Right? Based on how he explained Amma Ivriya. Vada Taninan, says the Gemara, but don't we learn in the Seifa? Aval Ein Mazakit, Aide Bno Ubito Aktanim, Aide Avda Vishiv Chaso, Aktanim, Vishiv Yado Ki Yado. So it's Reisha, according to, we just explained the Reisha of Amma Ivriya as Aktana, and the Seifa says a Katan is excluded. How does that work? Answer, different ages. Rabbanan the Kesron Amrin Kam B'Shiyesh Das Litinok. In the Seifa, we're talking about very little kids. They're not Peutos. Kam B'Shiyesh, I'm sorry, that's the Reisha. Kam B'Shiyesh Das Litinok. So it depends on the age. If it's very young, you're right, Takanas Peutos, we would allow, that's the Reisha. And if you have that in the Seifa, that'd also be good. But the Seifa we're talking about are very, very young children. Okay. Period. So we're going to bring our Mishnah. We're going to get into a related discussion now, based on Kiddushin. But in Kiddushin, the Gemara talks about an Eved Kena'ani. And the Mishnah spoke about an Eved Kena'ani, you are Yadon Ki Yada. Eved Kena'ani can't own anything, Mashkana Eved Kana Rabo. How does an Eved Kena'ani get free? How do you get free? How does he pay his way out? Right? Mashkana Eved Kana Rabo. So there's a Machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Kiddushin. If a third party gives money to an Eved Kena'ani, you know, with Das Almanas that the owner has no, you know, control over this money, does that work? The mayor says no. Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo. Tough luck. Can't work. And the other Shitas of Tanam say no, that could work. If a third party gives the Eved Kena'ani money, Almanas that his master does not have rishos over it, then the Kaveh Kenadi could use that money to pay out his freedom. That's the machlokas. That's the Mishnah there. We're going to get to. But the issue that the Gemara here is going to try to bring up is, can an Eved Kenani be zoche from his master on behalf of someone else? Could the master give his own Eved Kenani something on behalf of so-and-so? I want to give, you come into Shul Shabbat Friday. It's Friday afternoon. You want to give somebody a bottle of wine tomorrow. But you want to give it to them before Shabbos. So you have your Eved Kenani with you. Here, be zoche this on behalf of Reuven, my neighbor. Does that work? Could one's own Eved Kenani be kona something, zoche something on behalf of someone else? So we're going to try to bring a Mishnah. We're going to reject it. Then we're going to bring our Mishnah. Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Hashol Par Vishulcha Lo. Biad Bino, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho. What happens? Somebody's borrowing a cow. So Reuven is lending a cow to Shimon. So Reuven sends the cow to Shimon with his child, with his Eved. He sends it to him. So the Mishnah says, and then something happens to it. He's the Shoal's not chayiv yet. I didn't tell you to send this in with a child and with an Eved. So I don't have kinyanim yet. But the seif of the Mishnah, which is not quoted here in the Gemara, says, but if the Shoal said, send it with the kid, send it with the Eved, then the Shoal's going to be chayiv. Then the Shoal is going to be chayiv. So what do you see from there? The katan could be zochehin on behalf of the Shoal, right? Les hada amra she'eved mezakeh mirabo la'acher. Again, the diak is from the seifa, right? Where the Shoal says, yeah, send it. So then he's going to be responsible. So what do you see from there? And one of the people that you could send it is Eved Kenani. Aren't we talking about Eved Kenani? So you see from there that Eved Kenani could be zoch, your own Eved Kenani. The Mashiel's Eved Kenani could be zochid on behalf of the Shoel. Don't you see that works? Les had the amr sha'eved bizakim rabbalam la'acher. Says the Gemara, no, amr belazit about the Eved Ivri. Answer one, no, maybe that Mishnah is talking about Eved Ivri. Nothing to do with our case in Eved Kenani. Nothing to do with our Eved Ivri. It could be independent. Amr Rabbi Yochanan or not. Rabbi Yochanan ta vavilu teimar be'Eved Kenani. Maybe we're talking about Eved Kenani. But what's the case here? There's no raya. The Shoel said, yes, send it with the Eved. That's not what happened. That the Eved, and that proves that an Eved can be Zocha. The Shoal says, send it out. Open your field, open your yard, send it out. Right when he says, send it out, that's already enough. Forget the Eved. Right? Tipater ba'omer lo psach lo ba'omer eleha. If you say to the Mashiel, send the cow and the cow will walk here and I'll take care of it. That's what's going on here. Even without a Maisa Kinyan, the Shoal could already be Mischayev. And you see that from elsewhere. V'tani Kin, look at the Raisa. If the Shoel is Hinhiga, Himshicha, Karalo, Bus, right? If the Shoel leads the animal or even calls to the animal comes, that's already enough. Nischayev l'shalem kishoel. So no Raya from that Mishnah in Baba Metzia about an Eved Kenani being Zoch on behalf of somebody else. So now the Gemara says, but there seems to be a Raya from our Mishnah the other way. Because what does the Seif of our Mishnah say? Reb Zeira Shamalah Min. Reb Zeira learns it from the Seif of our Mishnah. Aval ein mezak eloi de'ab b'do b'to aktanim. Eloi de'ab do v'shivchazo kenanim. Reb she'yadan ki'yada. So what do you see? That the Eved Kenani cannot be Zoche on behalf of someone else in the Erev. Les ha'da amra she'ina Eved Zoche me'rabo al acher. So doesn't our Mishnah prove that one's own Eved Kenani cannot be Zoche on behalf of someone else? Answer. Tipater Kerebi Meir. To Amar Yadev Kiad Rabo Dami. Maybe that Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir, who I just mentioned before. Rabbi Meir is the one that says it is impossible for an Eved Kenani to own something. Right? Even if I give the Eved Kenani something on Manas that the owner doesn't own it, tough luck. Mashikana Eved Kenani Rabo. So maybe that Mishnah that says, our Mishnah, that says it does not work is only Rabbi Meir. But maybe according to the other Shitas of the Tanam there, it would be okay. And an Eved Kenani would be able to be Zoch on behalf of someone else. So Gemara says, really? Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir? Meaning, and that's why Eved Kenani is excluded? So let me ask you, why is it Isha included? V'hatani Ishto. It says in the first half of the Mishnah that a wife is okay. Istacha Meimar Rabbi Meir? Eved Ya'ova Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say, both by an Eved Kenani and by a wife, they can't own something independently? So why should an Eved Kenani not work and an Isha work? Answers the Gemara, not true. Rabbi Meir does not compare those two. Rabbi Hanania b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, tipater kehein Tanya, interpret it like the following. The Tanya, the Brisa says, ishto, which context, we had this way back, in Masechet Maaser Sheni. Remember, if you're Poda, you're Maaser Sheni, I have a lot of fruit. I can't schlep it up all to Yerushalayim. So I could switch it onto money and bring the money up. But if it's my fruit, I have to add on 25% of the value. I have to add on a chomesh. That's only if it's mine. If I'm poter somebody else's, so then I don't have to add on the chomesh. So the Mishnah spoke about all types of haramas to try to get it to be, I'll give it to my son and then I'll be poter it. So then it won't be mine. I won't have to add on a chomesh. So what about the wife? So that's where the machlokas, the Tanya. The Tanya Kama said there, your wife is you. So therefore, you can't play games. And therefore, she can't be poter Maaser Sheni unless she has on a chomesh. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Ishta poter Maaser Sheni. Right? Rabbi Meir says, no, an Isha can be independent. She can be poter your Maaser Sheni without chomesh. So what do you see from there? Tehein Tanya, Ovid Rabbi Meir, Yad Evik, Yad Rabo, Velo Ovid, Yad Isha, Yad Baila. Right? Even though Rabbi Meir says that Evik Kanani cannot own anything separate from the Bailim, but an Isha can. If a man gives a woman, something that Almanas, that her husband does not have say over it, and Bailus over it, that works, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, Rabbi Meir could be the author of our Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Meir is the one that said, Neva Kanani, you cannot be Zocha on behalf, and the wife can. But it could very well be that according to the other Tanoim in Kiddushin, even Neva Kanani could be Zocha on behalf of others. There's so much here, relating to Kinyani She'ela, and the Zechiah, and the Datsa Cheres Makna, but, we'll have to leave it for now. And Hashem, continue next time here in the seventh parak of Erev.